Hello, everybody. This is your host, Patrick, for Man vs. Mob Radio, which is starting right now. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you haven't heard my voice before, that's because I was really only on this past summer, this past July and August, and I was on very early in the morning. The early morning doldrums of 3 to 4 a.m. So probably nobody has heard my voice on this radio station before. But I was happy to get the 7 p.m. time slot on Mondays. So I'll explain a little bit about what Man vs. Mob Radio is about. And that requires explaining a little bit about me. And I will get to music soon, so don't worry, because I know a lot of you, you've had long days at work, you just want to relax, so I'm with you there. So once again, my name is Patrick. I'm your host, and Man vs. Mob Radio is one of several projects that I'm doing right now. I resigned from my job as a mechanical engineer. It was a corporate job back in June because ultimately it just wasn't what I wanted to do. What I wanted to do was get into interviewing, digital media, a whole different space, and I've been spending all summer figuring out the different avenues that I could do that. So I'm starting a podcast, also called Man vs. Mob, and then this is the radio portion of what Man vs. Mob is going to be. And it's really going to be free form, so conversation and music, but the conversation is going to be both in studio and through the call-ins. So I'd love to have conversations with people who call in, want to talk about anything going on in their life. Is it serious? Is it funny? You know, I'm pretty eclectic, I like to think. So whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's right now because I'm at 7 in the evening, fairly radio appropriate, let's do it. And one of my inspirations is, if you've ever heard the old episodes of Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. So one of the initial ideas of going at 3 in the morning was that I might get some really good content at that point in time, but I was overlooking the fact that nobody knew who I was and nobody's listening at that point. So maybe eventually I'll go back to 3 or 4 in the morning, but after people are a little bit more familiar with me. So I guess I'll get going on the music. So one thing about my musical taste that I think you'll notice is I'm all over the place. I don't really have a loyalty to any particular genre. And you might question how how one song goes into the next song. You know, I'll work on that over time. I'll get better. But it's all great music. It will all sound good, and it will all make you think, oh, I remember that song from that movie or that commercial or that whatever. It's all probably stuff that you've heard before. Anyway, so the next three songs that I'm going to play, first one is Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette. Second one is Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. And the third one is Vacation by Dirty Heads. Enjoy.
I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. left. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Turning water into wine. I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Everybody sour like a lemon tree. I'm just smiling down upon my enemies. Do the shit and love it on a daily. Say you hate your job, but you'll never leave, never leave. But that ain't gonna be me, that ain't gonna be me. My brother called me up, said he saw me on TV. I said it wasn't easy, but right now I'm living breezy. Build this engine from the ground up, now my hands, they ain't so greasy. Feel me? Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day. My future bride, so thankful for everything. Rejuvenating my inner light as I work hard for all I need. Open arms, embracing life and all of which you gave me. Hard work, it pays off, I'm happy now, it's paying me. Close my eyes, sometimes I feel as if I blow away. I love the life I live and enjoy the ride along the way. I'll make a living out of living, yeah, that's what I say. I got one life to live and I wouldn't live in no other way. I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Yeah, Van Gogh, my earlobe. I can't hear, I'm here though. I may be a weirdo, but this is my year, yo. My life may be crazy. My lack of the lazy has let me do shit that I love on the daily. Daily, daily. Get to do the shit I love upon the daily. Daily, daily. Everybody go and live your daydreams up. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day.
Well, I love that song, and I was thinking that it might get explicit, and it did a little bit, but, I mean, I don't really know if that counts anymore. S, the S word, like, can we all get on the same page about that? Because sometimes I just see it on network television in the evening, and nobody really seems to care, and other times it's treating, it's kind of like marijuana laws. I don't really know, I'm all lost on it, so, you know. I'm definitely clear on F and C and everything else, but S, I don't know. Okay, well, it's public service announcement time. And today, the public service... Sorry about that. Today, the public service announcement is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that was the official PSA, and I have a little PSA of my own. So I'm sitting here slightly uncomfortable because this morning I gave bone marrow. I'd never done that before, and the reason why you give bone marrow is because it has stem cells in it, and they can then do research on those stem cells. And it's somewhat difficult for them to otherwise obtain stem cells without volunteers. So I'll say this. There is a new facility in Arlington called STEM Express, and you get $250 when you donate, and it's a pretty quick procedure. You go in, and it looks kind of like that room from the movie Hostel in the dungeon. You know, different tools everywhere and a little bit of blood. I'm kidding. There's no torture tools or anything like that. It's very sterile, very professional, and the staff, the doctor, everybody's extremely nice, and you lie on your stomach. They apply a local anesthetic? Yeah, I was thinking antiseptic. A local anesthetic, so they numb you up, and then they use a, I don't even know how big the needle was, to be honest with you, because I was facing down. I really didn't want to see it, but you can't feel what they're doing. There's a little bit of a sensation because they're putting it down into the bone. By the way, the bone where they're going is right in your lower back, and it's right next to the skin, so it's not like they're digging around. And the whole process takes about, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I assume that differs, and there are complications that different people can have, but, you know, it's worth doing. If you want to contribute to science, if you're science-minded and are into that sort of thing, or if you just think you have good bone marrow and need some cash, then either. I don't think they'll judge you. So, something to think about. Once again, it's called STEM Express, and that's one word, STEM Express, and it's in Arlington. So, check it out if you want. All right. So, the next three songs on the list are, what are they? It is Nothing Stopping Me, featuring Cat Nestle by Vice Tone. Play Hard, featuring Neo and Akon by David Guetta. And Faded by Alan Walker. So, here we go.
For the sky and nothing's falling down. Ooh, everybody knows how the story goes, but fairy tales have been lying to me. Every time I try, you just run and hide. Now I'm finally feeling free. Tell me, can you see me now? While I rise above, you tore me down. I'm not
the only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
Come on, baby, and drop it. Scrub the floor and just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I peep the way that you rockin' with that thing, thing. Girl, stop it. Wanna just bang, bang and pop it. While the club crowd are just watching you work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball. And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar. And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law. It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
So I don't really know how to describe that song other than catchy and slightly haunting. I don't know. It's just the combination of the piano and that voice. I just find it haunting. It's the only word I can come up with. Anyway, so I was talking during the last music break about how I went and donated bone marrow stem cells this morning. And I didn't mention the discomfort levels because that's probably a pretty important piece of information. It's not after the fact, after you leave the appointment and the anesthetic wears off. It's not that uncomfortable. It's actually kind of just like, I guess I would describe it as a Charlie horse because that's how they described it to me. I didn't really know what that meant at the time. I knew what a Charlie horse was, but honestly, I don't think I've ever been Charlie horsed. So I guess I had a pretty good childhood. But a Charlie horse is, I guess, like a punch or something like that. So it feels like after a punch. So it's not like a sharp pain or anything. It's just, it's sore. It's like a bruise almost. But anyway, I'm just full of PSAs today. So I thought of another PSA while the music was playing. This is something that happened to me recently. So be very careful when you're buying a big ticket item through a third party, non-accredited third party. By that, I mean, I was recently buying a used truck for a freelance business that I'm starting, bought it off Craigslist. And generally I've had pretty good luck on Craigslist, but this time I, let's see, how do I make this PG-13? I was violated in the rectum by this sale. Oh man, I really just did not do enough research on it, and I trusted the guy a little bit too much, so I'm paying the price for that now. I let my mistake be your lesson. Really pay attention when you're getting big stuff third party, and you know, do your research. Don't be overly trusting, and you won't hopefully have any problems. So anyway, that's my PSA. So the next three songs on the list are Sweet Disaster by Dreamers, Came Here for Love by Sagala and Ella Eyre, and So I Stayed by Najia John. Get these queued up. And still figuring this thing out. And I'll get better, like I said. But right now, a little bit rusty.
Drifting like it's 1974, dressing like the Rolling Stones. Hey ho, let's go get some more like young Ramones. Some nights feel like every night, this one feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind.
Through This one feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you. And so it goes, we found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne. Swimming through the morning after, we float away.
some time ago, I was trying to think about which college I should go to, and I took a tour of the Tufts campus with my mom, and we were passing by the, it's not Dumbo, it's Jumbo statue, the elephant. If you couldn't tell, I didn't go to Tufts, but we were passing by the Jumbo statue, and somebody had spray painted F Jumbo across the entire side of it. It's a pretty funny part of the tour. So look, this program is going to be substantially less interesting if there are no call-ins or conversations in the studio. So next time I'm going to have somebody in the studio, a friend or somebody, having a conversation. So, you know, I'm not just monologuing it here because, I don't know. I'm okay at improvising, but can I pull a show, a full episode by myself? Probably not. So I'm going to have somebody in here next time. And also, feel free to call in, tell your stories, the things that drive you crazy, the things that you're happy about that are going well, the anxieties. You know, you want to talk about automation and global warming? Do you want to talk about the things that happen in your residence hall that drive you crazy? Your RA that makes smoothies in the sink and leaves all the vegetable and fruit scraps, or the clumps of hair that you find everywhere, or the person dumping maple syrup on the door locks, or the fact that the crew team, every time they go into the cafeteria, eats the entire state egg supply. Trying to think of things that I noticed back in college, which wasn't that long ago. I know I'm sounding like I'm 26, for the record. I went to Northeastern on the other side of the city. Good time. So, you know, whatever you want to call talk about, let's make it interesting. Let me tell you a story. All right. I don't think that you could tell this type of story, but okay. So this was my sophomore year. I was in a dorm on Columbus Ave called Dav A. There was two Davenports, Dav A and Dav B. And they were right next to each other. And it was right after a snowstorm called Nemo, which is the least intimidating snowstorm name. And I don't even know why snowstorms get names, but it was right after a snowstorm. We were kind of snowbound that day. All the classes were canceled. And there were a bunch of friends from that I was living with from around the building, and a friend or two from that I knew from high school that were there. We're all just hanging out. And my friend from high school, Ryan, he came up with the idea of taking the snow on the windowsill, making some snowballs, and he found this big exercise band on the ground that had been broken, and he fashioned a big slingshot out of it. So we were using this improvised slingshot. It was basically a three-person slingshot because one person had to hold either end, the person in the middle had to pull the cradle back, and shooting snowballs across probably a 40-foot, 50-foot gap, I'm terrible at judging distances, to the other building, to the windows. And we were getting pretty good, and somebody put up a sign that said, if you hit our window again, we're going to tell the RAs in your building, which was just clearly a challenge in my eyes, not to everybody else. But I started walking around the apartment. Everybody else said, all right, let's pack this up. And I started looking around the apartment because we had run out of snow on the windowsill. I was thinking, what can I shoot at that window and not break it, and you know, not shatter the window or have it go into the room or anything like that. And what I came up with was a pear, which was too hard. It wasn't ripe. So I cut it open and scooped out the inside, and I found a jar of congealed bacon grease under the sink. So everybody in the apartment is off doing their own thing, and a couple people take notice of me over in the corner filling this hollowed out pear with bacon grease. And they just say, all right, well, whatever you're doing, this is on you. You launch that thing. So I said, okay. I duct taped the top back on and put this thing into the slingshot. Two things could have happened. It could have essentially fired and hit the inside of the window and blown up all over the inside of our room. Or it could have gone out and, well, actually three things. Could have gone out and missed, or it could have made contact. And so I pulled it back further than we had pulled back any of the other stuff and let it rip, and boom, dead center in the window across the way, the exact window that we were aiming for. And everybody just panicked, ripped the shades down, scattered. One of my roommates, who was just completely disengaged with the whole thing, I think he was in his room playing video games, had no idea what was going on. So the RAs ended up coming to the room and asking us what exactly, I think the question was, are we launching fruit? And no, we were not launching fruit. And so a couple days later, I was heading into the lobby, and one of the RAs said, you know, we know that you launched a pear or a piece of fruit at the window across the way. And I said, no, I didn't. And they said, we have you on camera. And when somebody says that they have you on camera, there's generally two things that you can do. You can say, all right, you've got me. Or you can say, no, you didn't. And so I chose the latter. And yeah, it worked out pretty fine, because the guy said, all right, well, we're watching you. So that was January. And about 3 months later, we were packing up to leave for the semester, and that bacon grease was still there, dead center in that window, dripping down. I mean, actually, I felt bad, but it's a good story. And don't do that here, but I just thought that, you know, you might appreciate it. So there's my college story, one of my college stories. And next up on the list is I'm Born to Run by American Authors, followed by Overload by Life of Dylan, and then 10 by Built by Titan. So here we go.
Give me grace, bury my sins, shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back.
I'm gonna live my life like I'm gonna die young. Like it's never enough. Like I'm born to run. I'm gonna spend my time like tomorrow won't come. Do whatever I want. Like I'm born to run. I wanna see Paris. I wanna see Tokyo. I wanna be careless. Even if I break my bones, I'm gonna live my life like I'm Thank you.